Welcome to this virtual experience, a special collaboration between the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled and Maryland State Parks. Today, we're taking on a virtual hike along a very special section of the Appalachian Trail, the one that winds through the beautiful South Mountain region of Maryland. My name is Tim Hamilton. Let's get moving. As you settle in and let the sounds of nature wash over you, imagine yourself standing at the foot of the South Mountain. Lush greenery surrounds you, and the crisp mountain air fills your lungs. This is the starting point of your exploration of the Appalachian Trail, a 2,168-mile footpath that stretches from Georgia to Maine. Here in Maryland, the AT offers nearly 40 miles of scenic beauty, gentle terrain, and rich history. There's a reason Maryland is one of the most popular states among Appalachian Trail section hikers. And since it's just 40 miles in length, it makes it ideal for weekend warriors. The terrain isn't crushing, and it's conveniently close to bustling Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. So let's begin our hike. The Maryland portion of the AT primarily follows the ridgeline of the South Mountain, offering stunning views of the surrounding landscape. The trail, itself, is considered fairly easy by AT standards with gradual inclines and declines. This makes it the perfect choice for beginner hikers or those looking for a more leisurely pace. For thru-hikers, this section offers a welcome respite, with a symbolic halfway point, Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, behind them, and the actual halfway point fast approaching. It's a time for many to reflect and take stock of their journey. It's also a chance for Nobos, northbound hikers, to see some new faces as flip-floppers, those who hike northbound from Harpers Ferry after completing the southern portion, get their start. As we continue our journey, we might come across a stream or a small waterfall offering a refreshing break and a chance to listen to the calming sound of running water. Keep an ear out for the songs of birds and the rustle of leaves in the breeze. The sounds, textures, and smells of nature are a big part of the experience on the AT. But the Appalachian Trail in Maryland isn't just about engaging your senses. It's also steeped in history. South Mountain played a pivotal role in the Civil War. In September 1862, fierce battles raged here as Union and Confederate forces clashed for control of key mountain passes. Imagine the sounds of cannons and muskets echoing through the mountains as soldiers bravely fought for their cause. Several historic sites along the trail commemorate these battles, offering a glimpse into the past. After learning about the area's history, let's continue on our hike. The trail might lead us through a dense forest, offering a cool respite from the summer sun. There is interesting plant life and wildflowers that add a splash of color to the landscape. Hikers are often lucky enough to find a pawpaw tree in September or early October. These native North American trees produce a tropical-tasting fruit with a hint of mango and banana. As we walk, listen to the crunch of the leaves beneath our feet and the gentle sway of the branches in the wind. Feel the soft earth beneath your shoes and the crisp mountain air on your skin. This is a truly immersive experience that connects you with nature. Now imagine reaching the scenic overlook at Annapolis Rock. The rock here is bullet-hard quartzite, characterized by smooth bulges and long horizontal fractures. Rising above the Cumberland Valley, the 1,700-foot cliff is quite impressive. Many thru-hikers consider it one of the best views on the entire Maryland Appalachian Trail. Feel the warm sun on your face and the following cool relief as the sun escapes below the mountain ridges. A Our hike takes us through several Maryland state parks. One such park is Gathland. Here, you'll find the impressive War Correspondents Memorial, dedicated to journalists who lost their lives reporting on wars. Built by Civil War correspondent George Alfred Towson in 1896, this park offers a unique glimpse into the past. This large, unusual monument has a mix of shapes. Imagine a dark purple horseshoe arch at the base, topped by three smaller rectangular arches. Carved horses flank these arches with words like speed and heat inscribed below. The monument honors war journalists with over 150 names etched on its surface, a testament to their role in history. Our hike through Maryland's portion of the Appalachian Trail also takes us past some historic sites managed by Maryland State Parks. One such stop is Washington Monument State Park. Here you'll find a unique monument dedicated to George Washington. The large, circular stone tower, built layer by layer by local residents in 1827, is a much smaller and humbler structure compared to the 555-foot Washington Monument in D.C. But this one holds the distinction of being the first completed monument to honor the nation's first president. The park, itself, is a great place to listen for birds, especially for migratory birds of prey like hawks, eagles, and falcons in mid-September. You can also learn more about the Civil War at the park's office and museum. Another fascinating stop is the Old South Mountain Inn. Founded as early as 1732, the inn has seen some history unfold. In 1755, it's probable that General Edward Braddock, accompanied by the young Lieutenant George Washington, marched his army past the inn on the way to his fatal encounter with the French and Indians near Fort Duquesne. By the late 1700s, pioneers began to roll steadily through Turner's Gap on the National Trail to settle the land of the West. The South Mountain Inn uniquely served as a wagon stand, as well as a stagecoach stop for heavy traffic passing on the National Road after it was surfaced in the 1820s. During the Civil War period, the inn was a part of two pivotal events, the John Brown Raid on Harper's Ferry and the Antietam Campaign. In 1859, the inn was captured and held overnight as an outpost and probable staging point by Brown's followers. 3 years later, it served as the headquarters of Confederate General D.H. Hill during the Battle of South Mountain, a prelude to the Battle of Antietam. Following the Civil War, the business of the tavern declined, due in large part to the reduced importance of the National Road as railroads spread across the mountains. The property was sold in 1876 to Madeline Vinton Dahlgren, the wealthy widow of Admiral John A. Dahlgren. The South Mountain House became a private residence, improved with attention to the antiquity of the building. Mrs. Dahlgren also built the stone Dahlgren Chapel, which is open to the public on summer weekends. The house once again became a tavern in 1925 and continued as a local pub until 1971, when it became a restaurant. It operated as the oldest restaurant in Maryland until 2023, when the Maryland Department of Natural Resources purchased the inn and its 3.51 acres of mostly forested and historic land, now managed by the Maryland Park Service. Thank you for joining us on this virtual journey along the Appalachian Trail and through the history of South Mountain. We hope this has inspired you to explore the trail in Maryland State Parks. Remember, every step you take and every mile you earn brings you closer to the beauty and history of our great state.